There was a celebration this week at the Mahaffey of great public school teachers and teaching. The Evening of Excellence, presented by the Pinellas County Education Foundation, the Pinellas County Schools, sponsored by Aetna. Here are highlights of that program this week.
Please welcome your MCs for the evening, Sarah Painter, 2021 Pinellas County Teacher of the Year, and Sarah Painter, the 2022 Florida Teacher of the Year, as well as David Martinez Cooley, the 2020 Pinellas County Schools Teacher of the Year.
Good evening, and welcome to the 2024 Evening of Excellence. I'm Sarah Painter. I have been teaching for 20 years, and I currently serve as the multi-tiered systems of support coach at Eisenhower Elementary.
Hello, I'm David Martinez Cooley. I've been an educator since 1997, and I've served as the music specialist at Lila Davis Elementary for the past 11 years.
We are so excited to be here tonight. It is truly a special evening, an opportunity to celebrate the excellence that teachers bring inside and outside the classroom every day. Pinellas Education Foundation, our school district, and our local community joined together to pay tribute to Pinellas County's outstanding educators who dedicate themselves to ensuring students receive the best education possible.
As we begin tonight's program, please help me welcome the Mayor of St. Petersburg, the Honorable Ken Welch.
Good evening. How's everyone doing? I can see no one, so I'm just going to feel your energy and believe that you're there. It's an honor to be here tonight and to bring you greetings on behalf of the city of St. Petersburg for this evening of excellence. Now, first, let's give it up for the Seminole High Jazz Band. They are incredible. And I don't know if y'all recognize that, but they were playing like a variety of songs. I heard Jungle Boogie. I heard Rhythm Is Gonna Get You. So y'all keep up the great work. It's an honor to be here tonight as we come together to celebrate and honor really some of the most important people in our community, and those are our teachers. Now, y'all can applaud that. Now, as many of you know my story, I'm a child of a Pinellas County teacher, my dad, David Welch, but all of his siblings, his brother Johnny was a longtime principal at Perkins, his brother Clarence was a longtime science teacher at Azalea, and his sister Glenette was a longtime teacher as well. And so I know the passion that you all bring to the job every day. And as you know, I'm a proud product of Pinellas County Public Schools. Starting at Melrose, I hear you, Melrose. In the last year of segregation, I attended Melrose. And then we integrated the schools, and I attended Bay Point Elementary, Bay Point Middle School, where I was in the band with Roger Green, and the Lakewood High School, where I played football and also played in the jazz band under Bill Findeisen. There is so much that I learned in college, but in K through 12 that carried me through life. And I'm sure many of you can reflect on that teacher or that class that had a lasting impact on you. Classes and teachers who opened our mind to possibilities, to opportunities, and who nurtured our ability to think critically and to challenge assumptions. I remember distinctly in middle school, I loved current events. Anybody remember current events? So we debate issues of the day, and how about that lit a spark in me. I still debate a little bit as a mayor, but that was an opportunity early to learn about public discourse and how you can debate issues. And it's lighting that spark in our children that can make such a difference in our community for generations to come, sparking that curiosity and supporting that potential for students to broaden their life and career horizons. And we salute every teacher for the work that you do to make that possible this evening. The teachers we honor tonight embody the spirit of educators. You are the catalyst for inspiration, making a profound impact on the lives of students and the future of our community. We couldn't be prouder of you and the thousands of Pinellas County classroom educators who are your colleagues. And while only one teacher will be named Pinellas County Schools Teacher of the Year tonight, it is crucial that every teacher here and all of the teachers throughout Pinellas County understand just how much we value your dedication, your creativity, your passion, and your commitment to enriching the lives of our students. And in the midst of all the chaos, keeping the focus on our students and their education. Each one of you plays a vital role in shaping the future, and we are immensely grateful for your hard work. So as we embark on this evening's celebration, let's collectively express our deep appreciation for all educators who shape the future success of our community through your commitment to excellence in the classroom. We salute you all. Thank you.
And now it is my honor to introduce our first finalist. Is Deanna Barthel from Clearwater Fundamental Middle School. That's right. Deanna holds a Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing and Rhetoric and a Master's in Education and Curriculum and Instruction from the University of Illinois. She and her husband moved to Florida from Illinois in 2010 and has spent her entire professional career in Pinellas County. Deanna has been in education for 14 years and originally didn't plan on becoming a teacher, but says that she ended up exactly where she was meant to be. Deanna said if there's one thing she wants her students to know, it's that no matter what, there's someone in their lives cheering them on and working to help them succeed. Let's take a peek now into Ms. Parthel's classroom.
I look at teaching as being an opportunity to guide the kids and help encourage them and push them a little bit to try new things and just grow in whatever ways they can. I want my students to feel when they leave my class that they are heard and supported and that that they're cared for no matter what.
Ms. Brito has taught me that we should always persevere when we find challenges and that I should ask for help if I need help.
I am very passionate about continuing to learn and grow both as a teacher and just as a person. I think that, you know, we model for our students, you know, what it means to be a learner. And I think that it's important for them to see that I continue to take trainings, that I'm learning new things, that we're trying new things in our classroom. It's not the same thing day in and day out.
She makes me feel comfortable when I'm in the classroom and like better about learning.
Teaching to me means that we grow together. We work on, you know, helping each other succeed, helping each other find success, and just helping each other be better individuals in our society.
Please welcome Deanna Barthel, accompanied by her student, Anna Brown. You can't count on.
Good evening. My name is Anna Brown, and I'm so proud to have the honor to introduce my language arts teacher, Mrs. Barthel, to all of you. Mrs. Barthel has transformed my life by making learning a more memorable experience for not only me, but for any student who has had her. She has opened her classroom as a second home. I know I can go to her about any problems I have at school, whether that is bullying, my grades, or any other issues I face. One thing that separates her from other teachers is that she is willing to listen. She truly cares about what you have to say. Since the first day of school, I knew she was different. She treated me like I was more than just a student in her class. Mrs. Barthel creates a classroom environment in which students feel safe, welcomed, and valued. I know this because that is how I feel. She also makes students feel successful through her encouraging words and her warm smile. Mrs. Barthel is not only a great teacher, it's the little things that she does, like the personal greeting every day when you enter a classroom. It's the time she spends after school each week making sure we understand the concepts. Or for me personally, it's the amazing life advice she gives to us as growing individuals on things such as college, friends, and studying. Since elementary school, language arts was always a class that I didn't look forward to sitting through each day. But that changed this year, because Ms. Barthel has made language arts more than just a class, but a daily adventure. From the exciting field trips that she plans, to the fun activities like engaging her classes during literacy week, Mrs. Barthel goes above and beyond to make learning an enjoyable experience. Some of my friends like Mrs. Barthel because they say she is funny. Some say it's because they feel like they can talk to her. Some say it's because she makes them feel like they are her favorite student, but all of them say it's because she's a great teacher. I like Mrs. Barthel for all those reasons, but above all, it's because she gives me the courage to try new things that might be challenging, which makes me a better person and a better student. And because of that, Mrs. Barthel has my vote for Pinellas County Schools Outstanding Educator of the Year. Thank you and congratulations, Ms. Barthel.
Congratulations, and give it up for Anna. Wow, that's an impressive thing to do. All right, now I have the opportunity to introduce our next finalist, Lisa Bidding. Our next finalist is Lisa Bidding, a biology, sports, exercise, and health science teacher from Palm Harbor University. Lisa earned her Bachelor of Science in Biology from Furman University and her Master's in Education and Educational Leadership from the University of South Florida. She's been teaching for 34 years and began her career at Hollins High School in 1990. In 1995, she transferred to the new Palm Harbor University and is proud to be one of the two original faculty members still there 28 years later. Lisa believes that a classroom doesn't need four walls. She says a classroom can be any place where there's mutual respect that allows knowledge to flow. Let's take a look inside Ms. Bidding's classroom.
I teach and educate the whole person of a student, not just to teach them content. I want to make real life connections for them so they understand why it's important to learn it. They just teach me how to be kind. They teach me how to be empathetic. They teach me to treasure and value my role in their lives. I have a passion just to be that person they can always count on. I want to help kids be amazing people. And whatever vehicles I can use to help them learn that is what my mission is. I have a responsibility to my students to have an impact on their lives, to be that trusted adult person that they can come to with challenges, and I'll help them find solutions because everybody needs somebody in their corner.
When we walk in, she doesn't see who we are now. She sees what we could be, and she works on helping us achieve that version of ourselves.
Thank you so much for your dedication to your students. I know we're not always the easiest group, but you have taught me so much in life, both inside and outside of the classroom.
Please welcome Lisa Bidding, accompanied by her student, Ashton Hanna.
Hello, I'm Ashton Hanna, and I'm here to present my wonderful biology teacher and swim coach, Miss Bidding. I've only known Ms. Bidding for about 4 months, but she has truly transformed my life for the better. Others see her as a biology teacher or a swim coach, but I see her as my hero. I've never seen someone so encouraging and supportive that loves their job as much as she does. It is really just the little things that keep on adding up, whether opening her room to me so I can have a quiet place to study, or giving me tips on my swimming. She's an all-around star. If I had to choose one word to describe her, it would have to be dedicated. Recently, she has retired as one of the school swim coaches, but she still takes the time out of her week to come to every single one of our school swim meets. And the best part, she doesn't just watch. She makes sure to include every swimmer and write down their times and provide corrections to our form. She has also had the job as a teacher for longer than I've been alive, which is extremely impressive. I can't even imagine doing one thing for so long and still loving it as much as she does. I've got to admit, I've never really wanted to become a teacher, and I've always said that I didn't have enough patience for it. But now that I see the smiles that Ms. Bidding puts on her students' faces, that idea might just change. Her classes are extremely captivating, and I always feel like I learn something new when I walk out of her classroom. Mrs. Bidding really has such an awesome connection with her students, and for me, it feels less like a teacher and a student, and more like a mother to a child. All in all, I feel like Ms. Bidding has really encouraged me to try to be even a fraction as dedicated as her, as shown by her masterful teaching and her spectacular coaching abilities. And I will try to be a better person, just like she is. Thank you.
Let's keep the introductions going. Please welcome Jeff Wright, Operations Manager with Ajax, to present our next group of finalists.
Thank you. Ajax has been a proud supporter of the Pinellas Education Foundation for over 25 years. During that time, we have been fortunate enough to have completed over 40 projects for Pinellas School District. Tonight, I have the honor of introducing two finalists who are either working at a school we have completed or one that we are currently constructing. Our next finalist is Sadra Bostic from Ponce de Leon Elementary. Sadra is a proud Pinellas County Schools graduate and a lifelong learner. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Primary Education, Elementary Education, and Specific Learning Disabilities from Florida Southern College. She also earned a Master of Education in Curriculum and Instruction from the University of Florida. She has been teaching for 27 years and often tells her students that she loves school so much that she never stopped going. For the last 44 years, she wakes up, packs her lunch, and heads off to school. Sadra says that she wants her students to embrace tolerance and radiate kindness towards themselves and others, and know they are capable of great things. Let's look together inside Ms. Bostic's classroom.
I really want my students to know that really their learning is in their control, and that with perseverance and tenacity and with giving themselves grace and patience to make mistakes, they are truly able to achieve anything. A lot of the kids that come to my practice, to my room, they have had years of struggle and years of being faced with curriculum and tasks that they can't yet do. I'm passionate about first figuring out why it is they're not learning, what pathways are best for them to learn, and then problem solving, finding all of those strategies and resources and methods that will best kind of unlock that key for them.
She makes me feel good because we play games together and we do math.
She helps other people read and write. So when people were at level E, she helped us to get to a level G.
I love seeing the forward movement that the kids make. I love helping my colleagues and seeing change happen on a daily basis. Teaching to me means everything. It's who I am.
Please welcome Sadra Bostic, accompanied by her student, Jarek Ransell.
Mom, I made safety patrol, I excitedly exclaimed. Is Miss Bostic still the patrol leader? She quickly asked. But before I could answer, my 18-year-old sister, Alexis, chimed in with, "Aw, I love Miss Bostic. She was my girlfriend mentor and Girl Scout leader when I was at Ponce. She was such an inspiration to me." Then Vincent, my 17-year-old brother, said, "Yep, she was my patrol leader too. She is so affable. If you're like me, I looked that one up. It means friendly and easy to talk to. I don't want to call her old, but you could say that Miss Bostic has been around the halls of Ponce for quite a while. Miss Bostic has been a teacher for 28 years and has known me my whole life. I feel extra lucky and excited to introduce her for the prestigious award of Teacher of the Year. Miss Bostic grew up in St. Petersburg and attended Pinellas County School. She became a teacher because she is fascinated with how kids learn and works extra hard to make sure that all her students with their unique learning styles are successful in her class. I can't really say that she has had one impact me alone. Instead, she has an impact on me and my whole family. My mom says that her impact goes way beyond the walls of my school. Teachers like Miss Bostic are why my family chooses to attend Ponce de Leon Elementary. You can't help but smile when you think of Miss Bostic. She is a special person who is helpful and caring. And let's not forget, so smart. She is one of a kind and someone that I trust to and count on to help me with my schoolwork and any problems I might have. Once again, it is my honor to introduce Miss Sadra Bostic.
Kindergarten teacher Kristen Campbell from Sandy Lane Elementary is the next finalist to join us on stage. Kristen spent the first 15 years of her career in corporate management, training, and leadership, but she wanted to make an impact on children in her local community. She earned her Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education from Concord University and has been teaching for 7 years. Kristen also volunteers for Feeding Tampa Bay and serves as a child advocate for the Women's Resource Center. She aims for the scholars in her classroom to sense her dedication, know her love, and draw strength from her unwavering belief in their potential. Let's watch what's happening inside Ms. Campbell's classroom.
My approach to teaching is a holistic approach. We really start with what they need first, which is that emotional learning, knowing how to socialize, be with other people in the classroom, you know, how to really just be here. So we start from the inside out, and then we worry about where we're going to go from there with just the academic learning. I want them to know that I'm dedicated to them. I want them to believe that when they come to school, there are going to be people there that are going to help them succeed. I want them to believe, having a belief in themselves, really, knowing that they can do it even though it's hard and it's a lot of work. And then just have a love of learning.
She helps me learn. She helped me learn to read.
They bring a lot of joy to me, so that alone is what, you know, I kind of learn from those little moments of being able to say, hey, this is
not just about learning and not just about growing them, but also growing me as an educator and a human. I'm passionate about being a positive influence to them, to their families, to my school, to other educators, the world, really. Just being positive and pushing that forward.
Campbell, accompanied by her student, Michael Ball.
Michael Ball. I am a kindergartner at Sandy Lane Elementary School. My teacher's name is Miss Campbell. She teaches me math, reading, and science. I love science. She also taught me that gravity is the invisible force that pulls everything to the ground. She also taught me breathing skills. Even when you're mad and crying. When I grow up like her too, I want to be a teacher. I love Miss Campbell.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
What phenomenal teachers we have among us tonight, and their students are pretty incredible too. Let's hear it again for them. We're going to keep the introductions going. Please help me welcome Melissa Lestraglio, Vice President of Administration at DITEC, to the stage.
Thank you, Sarah. Good evening. DITEC has been a proud supporter of the Pinellas Education Foundation for over 30 years, and we are honored to be part of this amazing event that recognizes Pinellas County Schools Teacher of the Year. DITEC and the McIntyre Family Foundation supports education because it's important to enrich the life and learning experience for students by providing stability, financial security, and opportunities that will empower them to achieve greatness. We support our teachers because we truly believe that teachers make this world a better place by educating, developing, and inspiring the future generations of our society. Tonight, we celebrate the dedication of our teachers that ensure our students reach their highest potential and become successful future leaders. So I'm delighted to introduce our next Teacher of the Year finalist, Karen David, a 6th and 7th grade math teacher from Eastlake Middle School. Karen worked as a bookkeeper for 15 years but felt unfulfilled in her professional passion. In 2005, she decided to return to school and earn a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education from St. Petersburg College. She then began her career teaching middle school math. A few years later, she went on to earn a Master of Education from the University of North Georgia. Karen hopes that her students return in 10 years and say to her, "In your classroom, I know I mattered." Please bring your attention to the screen for a look inside Ms. David's classroom.
I'm passionate about being an example for my students, letting them see me as a lifelong learner. Advice I would give to my students is to persevere, because the only impossible journey is the journey you never begin. Teaching to me means a constant pursuit of excellence. It's knowing that in yourself, you have the ability to do whatever you want to do. I'm motivated by students in the classroom who are able to set their own goals and reach those goals and reset them again. I'm motivated by those many successes that I am witness to each and every day.
She's taught us that math is in life, like everywhere. Like if you get a job as anything, you need to use math.
I wasn't really excited to do math in being with her. I wasn't that type. But until like Miss Stabler caught my attention, I was encouraged. She made me encouraged, confident to learn more and enjoy her class like all the time.
I want them to leave this classroom knowing that they mattered. It's always so wonderful to see former students out at the market and have them approach me and say, I know I mattered in your classroom. Thank you for doing what you did. And that's why I do what I do.
Please welcome Karen David, accompanied by her student, Ellie Brownie.
The amazing thing I love about my teacher, Miss David, is the way she lights up a room and gets you excited, engaged, and ready to learn. She's never condescending and teaches us that making mistakes is just part of the learning process. And for me personally, it took away my fear of math and replaced it with confidence to grow and enjoy the subject. She's a major contributor in my 7th grade success, with a current math grade of 98% and an 8th grade FastMath score of 5. Thanks to Mrs. David, I have the tools to succeed in my future of math-dominated careers. Not only is she an amazing teacher, but she's also an amazing person with overflowing joy. This joy makes it impossible to have a negative outlook in her class. And honestly, it genuinely brightens my day. She never fails to greet us at her door with a beaming smile, and her smile always seems to say, I'm thrilled to have you in my class today. Her passion for teaching is apparent in everything that she does. Not only did she teach us math, but she taught us manners. She's an excellent example of kindness and sets the standard in her classroom as well. Mrs. David impacts her teachers in the most positive, students in the most positive ways, and I'm truly blessed to have her as my teacher along my journey. And honestly, I hope to be a leader like her one day. Thank you.
Our next Teacher of the Year finalist is Debbie Georgia Stein from Gibbs High School, where she is a geometry and AP statistics teacher. Debbie holds an associate degree in architectural and civic engineering, a Bachelor of Science in elementary and special education, and a Master of Education in curriculum and instruction, all from the University of Toledo. She started her career as an architectural renderer, but after just 1 year, she realized she wanted to bring a love of math to students in the classroom. Debbie has now been teaching for 35 years and says that she will stop teaching when it stops being fun. She hopes that her students will become independent and successful in whatever they decide to do in life. Please join me in taking a look inside Miss Georgia Stein's classroom.
Math is just not substituting numbers into a formula and then spitting out an answer. I want them to see the connections to where do we apply this in real life? How can we have fun learning math?
She's taught me that it's okay to ask questions, it's okay to get help, and that if like I need someone to go to, I can go to her.
She's taught us to like think outside the box and go with a different solution.
The teachable moments are the greatest. I mean, just when they get that aha and I just that good feeling, or they come back and they say, I got this.
She cares about you and she always finds a way to help you during in school and after school.
She makes me feel like I could do anything I put my mind to, and that
if I'm struggling with something, I can always ask her for help and to just keep going no matter what.
I love what I do. I can't imagine myself doing anything else. I've been doing it for 35 years, and I have never looked back. Teaching is a journey. It's not a destination. Please keep your doors open. Share ideas. It is not a solo sport. Teaching is not a solo sport. You know, we're in this together. Teaching to me means everything.
Please welcome Debbie Georgia Stein, accompanied by her student, Elena De La Piedra.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we laughed.
Good evening. My name is Elena De La Piedra, and I'm here to represent my math teacher, Miss Georgia. Miss Georgia has transformed my life by showing me that math is possible. Before Miss Georgia's class, math was a struggle. I was lucky if I made low threes on my EOCs. I was proud of Cs on tests. And more than anything, I was very, very bored. But once I got to Miss Georgia's class, not only did I have some of my best friends there, but Miss Georgia as well transformed the way I viewed the subject. She presented the subject in an organized way and explained the content in a way that just simply made sense. Usually in math, I got lost after the first 30 seconds, but Ms. Georgia showed me and taught me in a way that I could follow through the entire lesson. Now I know I wasn't a perfect student, and I did struggle some days, but looking back at fifth period freshman year, I can't help but miss those moments and memories that made my day a little better. And to Ms. Georgia, thank you for the amazing year you gave me, and I can't wait to have you again next year.
Our next Teacher of the Year finalist is Kristen Jennings from Bay Vista Elementary. Kristen has been teaching for 24 years and currently teaches third grade math and science. She earned a Bachelor of Science in Social Work from Florida State University and a Master's in Elementary Education from Nova Southeastern University. Outside of her teaching responsibilities, she also leads the Girlfriends Club and tutors 15 students per week. Kristen says she wants to leave an impact that lasts a lifetime. She wants her students to remember that hard work and effort make you successful in life. Let's all have a look inside Miss Jennings' classroom.
My approach to teaching always begins with a positive. When the kids walk in the door in the morning, they need to be greeted with a hello, a smile, and a happiness face. Making positive connections, building relationships is the key to teaching and learning in the classroom. My students teach me to smile, and that when their lovingness brings me happiness. I tell my students that hard work and effort make them successful, and that it doesn't, that scores are great and grades are fabulous, but it doesn't define you as a person.
She literally wants us to be here and learn. She literally wants us to learn with her. She's really energetic.
My passion started when I was young, and I had a third grade teacher that made a huge impact on me. He taught me to believe in myself. I want my students to have that same reaction. I want them to remember me just like I remember him. His classroom was fun. His classroom was lively. I want my students to leave with the same reaction.
If you were one of the thousands of teachers going to this grade and this fair class, I don't think nobody could replace you. You're just so special to me and to the world.
Please welcome the smiling and energetic Kristen Jennings, accompanied by her student, Anna Randolph.
teacher, Ms. Jennings, has transformed my life by being my biggest cheerleader. She gets excited when we achieve our goals, and she always makes us feel like we can accomplish hard things. My teacher, Ms. Jennings, connects with me and every student to make us feel loved. She connects with our families and loves to hear about what we do in our free time. My teacher, Ms. Jennings, wants to see all of us be successful inside and outside of the classroom. She works hard to meet all of our needs and makes learning fun. My teacher, Ms. Jennings, helps me through tough times by breaking things down for me so I can understand. She teaches me hard math and science, but she makes it fun so that I can understand and learn more. Sometimes when things get tough and I want to give up, I stop and think of my teacher, Ms. Jennings. She is the one that motivates me to keep going even when it is hard. My teacher, Ms. Jennings, this girl's on fire.
For our final group of introductions, please welcome Courtney Berry, Foundation and Youth Outreach Executive Director with Suncoast Credit Union, to the stage.
Good evening. At Suncoast Credit Union, supporting education is a part of who we are and what we do. Founded in 1934 by local Hillsborough County educators, we have a long history of supporting and affirming teachers, school administrators, and students, and encouraging our members to do the same. The vehicle that we use to support students and teachers is the Suncoast Credit Union Foundation. The foundation exists to improve the lives of children in our communities. Since our inception in 1990, our foundation has raised and donated more than $40 million to help provide a better future for the children in our communities. In 2023 alone, we donated $4.4 million to these initiatives. On behalf of Suncoast Credit Union, congratulations to all the nominees, and thank you for guiding and inspiring our children. Get my notes here together. This is very bright up here. Our next finalist is Gerard Madrinen. Gerard is a proud graduate of Pinellas County Schools and is a music teacher and band director at Seminole High School. He holds a Bachelor of Music in Music Education and a Master of Music in Instrumental Conducting from the University of South Florida. Gerard first fell in love with the Seminole High Marching Band in fourth grade when his older brother was in band. For the last 33 years, he has been connected to the marching band from watching as a little kid to now serving as the band director. This year, his marching band was selected to perform in the 2024 Rose Parade. Gerard says teaching is an exhilarating mission that has never felt like a job. He hopes to inspire his students to work hard at what they do and believe in themselves. Please join me in looking inside of Mr. Madrinen's classroom.
The feeling that I want my students to take away from my class is the same thing that I take away when I play music, which is joy. The idea that we are greater together than separate is probably my greatest motivation. And the way that I put it to them in the classroom is, this isn't something that you can buy on Amazon. You don't go to Walmart and purchase this and scan for it. It's something intangible, and it's something almost indescribable, that when you work together, when you care about the person next to you, and you put in a lot of like sweat and dedication, special things happen. And the opportunity to do that every day is just something that jumps me out of bed.
I would not be where I am without him. I would not be applying myself to the things I am doing now. And I just have so much to thank him for.
The music that I do want to pursue has been greatly influenced by the way that he treats me and the way that he treats other people. The way that I go about my life now has been influenced mainly by him.
The teaching profession is a very unique opportunity to give students an experience that they otherwise would not be able to achieve alone.
Please welcome Gerard Madrenin, accompanied by his student, Dylan Madrenin.
It's a weird thing to have your uncle and godfather as your band director. When I was little, he was this adult that we had lunch with after church, and I remembered thinking, he kind of looks like my dad. My favorite childhood memory of him was from Christmas Eve when I was in third grade. After dinner that night, I remember cheering to my sisters and cousins that Uncle Jerry ate 15 cookies. At the time, I couldn't believe it. In fact, most of my memories of Uncle Jerry were of him showing up 5 minutes before it was time to eat and trading movie quotes with my dad. From The Goonies to Police Academy, Star Wars to Ghostbusters, I knew the comedy and action movies of the 80s and 90s before I ever saw them. But I also remember him being very busy. I'd ask my parents, what is the band room, and why does Uncle Jerry have to go there so often? It's interesting to have seen all of that and now be a saxophone player in his band program. It's all business, not learning to have fun while working hard, but learning that working hard is fun. Kill a mosquito with an axe, choosing your attitude, loving what you do, caring about the person next to you, being humble, being grateful, the Warhawk way, always say thank you, Avril Lavigne is a queen, Tom Brady is the GOAT, Five Guys Burgers and Fries is a miracle from heaven. Was that your absolute best? Cheering on your school, giving back to your community, and not working to get it right, but working until you can't get it wrong. Mr. Madrenin is our teacher. He also has done an awesome job at assembling a team of instructors, an army of band boosters, and connecting with our community. He reminds us to be thankful for our administration because we have a very supportive school, and always tells us to try and make our chaperones smile because they always work all day and then come here to be here with us. But more than all of that, Mr. Madrenin, Uncle Jerry, is great because he makes us feel confident in being ourselves, that we are absolutely good enough and smart enough to get after our dreams, that we can stare out into the horizon and through baby steps achieve it. I'm proud to be a band dork for life thanks to Uncle Jerry. I mean Mr. Madrenin. Thank you.
Our next finalist tonight is Naomi Middlebrooks from Maximo Elementary School. Naomi teaches fifth grade math and is a proud Pinellas County School graduate from Gibbs High School. She earned a Bachelor of Elementary Education from St. Petersburg College and has been teaching for 7 years. She says being an educator at Maximo Elementary has transformed her life. Naomi has served as team lead, wellness champion, patrol sponsor, teacher mentor, and a model class for classroom management. Her vision for her students is that they will transition from fifth grade with newfound bravery and the skills they need to navigate new experiences, maintain organization, advocate, and problem solve. Join me in taking a peek inside Ms. Middlebrook's classroom.
My number one thing is to think about what do my scholars need to succeed? How can I help them? The bigger picture is like, what are the opportunity gaps that they have, and what are the achievement gaps and the academic gaps that they have, and what can I do to close them? I want them to feel like strong mathematicians, but I also want them to walk away with a sense of self, a sense of strength and confidence in themselves.
She makes me feel confident, like I can do anything. Like, I was not understanding of math, but as she taught me multiplication, division, I realized that math is really easy when you put your mind to it.
What motivates me is the future. looking forward to what I have to offer in the future, looking forward to what my scholars have to offer in the future. That probably motivates me the most to see what's going to come out of the seeds that we plant every day.
I just like to tell her thank you for teaching me how to grow up and be great at math.
Teaching to me means definitely providing opportunities for scholars to learn how to just be a better person.
Please welcome Naomi Middlebrooks, accompanied by her student, Derek Bailey.
Middlebrooks has transformed my life by teaching me everything she has learned and helping me be ready to pass the fifth grade. Teacher Middlebrooks has transformed my life by being there to help me how to do the work I felt like I couldn't do. Also giving me the ideas to take a break when I feel like I cannot do this, but she tells me you can do it. Just take a deep breath. Teacher Middlebrooks has transformed my life by giving calming lessons on the Maximum Morning News Show. Before I watched the Maximum Morning News Shows, I was angry. But when I watched the Maximum Morning News Show, I started to get calm and followed the steps Teacher Middlebrooks said on the morning show. When the morning show was over, I figured and said this was very, very helpful. Teacher Middlebrooks has transformed my life by helping and teaching me. I am so thankful for having Teacher Middlebrooks as my teacher. It is an honor to be here at the Mahaffey Theater in the Evening of Excellence as Teacher Middlebrooks student and guest speaker.
And last, but certainly not least, is Cole Pierce. Cole is a math teacher from Tyrone Middle School. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Applied Sociology from the University of Tampa. After graduation, he moved to New Orleans, where he received his teaching certificate through the Teach NOLA program, which focused on rebuilding schools after the devastation from Hurricane Katrina. He returned to Florida in 2019 and taught at Bay Point Middle before transitioning to Tyrone Middle. He also serves as the school's site-based math coach. He says that the biggest source of pride is watching his students who are struggling raise their grade and fall in love with math. Please join me in looking inside Mr. Pierce's classroom.
My approach to teaching is to make mathematics relatable to students. As a former middle schooler that struggled with math, part of my biggest challenge was figuring out a way that it related to my life. So I try to find ways that are innovative and hands-on to give students meaningful, concrete examples of how mathematics applies to the real world. I want students in my class to walk away feeling like they can do anything, that they can take on any challenge. My goal is to build students up to feel like they can rise to any challenge, and they can learn from the mistakes that they make.
Math is a little bit easier because he teaches it a little better. It's like understandable. You can use these math problems in like real life, like with your jobs and stuff.
I really want to find ways that my students can connect with mathematics, even if they're not the strongest mathematician or the strongest student. I like to find ways that they can build that confidence, and I just want them to leave feeling like math is not something that will defeat them, but is a puzzle that they can solve. Teaching to me means shaping the future. I think it's a very, very important responsibility as educators that we do everything we can to shape our students and prepare them for not just the lives that we lead, but prepare them for the future and to be successful in whatever endeavors they pursue.
Please welcome Cole Pierce, accompanied by his student, Rico Neely.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
A good explainer, organized, nice and respectable. This is the way I would describe Mr. Pierce. On Thursday, we were learning about scatter plots. When I didn't understand what he was asking me to do, he walked over beside me and he asked me questions that would help me understand what to do. He didn't just come and give me the answer. He made sure I understood it. When he was talking, he was calm, nice, and patient. When I walk into Mr. Pierce's classroom, I feel good about myself. In his room, I feel like I can get help and stay focused. So I would like to thank you for that, Mr. Pierce.
Wow, how inspiring it is to watch all of these amazing teachers in action in their classrooms. They not only bring experience, but also passion and tenacity to their jobs daily. I feel so fortunate to work with you in this amazing school district and to have been among you as a former Teacher of the Year. Thank you again to each of our sponsors who made it possible to celebrate the work of our educators tonight. It is because of the support from our community that our 2024 Teacher of the Year will receive some tremendous gifts. A big thank you to the sponsors you'll see on the screen for donating gifts to our Teacher of the Year honorees, finalists, and winner.
Tomorrow morning, our Teacher of the Year will be driven to school in style, courtesy of His and Hers limousines. Among the other gifts our winner will receive are a luxury weekend car rental from Crown Automotive, a classroom grant from the Maurice A. and Thelman P. Rothman Family Foundation, a cash award from the Pinellas Community Foundation, a cash award from the Pinellas Education Foundation, an outstanding educator ring from Balfour, a special experience at a Rays game at Tropicana Field, a five-night Hawaiian getaway, courtesy of Astro Skate Family Fun Center, and much more.
And now, as we are nearing tonight's big announcement, while we wait for our finalists to gather backstage, please enjoy the music of Seminole High School's All In Band.
Deanna, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Lisa, dreaming a while, scheming a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you look swell. Daedra, diamond bracelets, floor doesn't sell. Same thing, Kristen, I turn that lucky thing, you know I'm now. Well, Karen, I can't give you anything but love.
Give you anything, I can't give you anything. please join me in welcoming Kimberly Howe from Aetna, tonight's presenting sponsor, to the stage.
Joining her is Pinellas County School Superintendent, Mr. Kevin Hendrick, School Board Chairperson, Laura Hine, and Pinellas Education Foundation Chief Executive Officer, Kim Joel.
Good evening. I am honored to represent Aetna tonight in our support of education here in Pinellas County. The commitment and passion our teachers have for their students is remarkable. You can surely tell that. Aetna is proud to be the title sponsor of the Evening of Excellence. As a CVS Health company, we share a common purpose of bringing our heart to every moment of your health. We're here for you and every person we serve to offer a high level of trusted care, no matter where you are on your healthcare journey. We're also pleased to be part of Enterprise Village with the CVS Pharmacy storefront offering economic education with fundamentals of running a business and working together to satisfy customer expectations. This is where we believe healthier happens together. And now, once again, let's congratulate our 10 finalists for Teacher of the Year once more. It is now my pleasure to introduce you to your superintendent of Pinellas County Schools, Mr. Kevin Hendricks.
Good evening. I want to echo the thanks of Aetna and all of our sponsors who have supported tonight's event. And I'd like to thank especially our school board, our chair, Laura Hine, who is on stage, our vice chair, Carol Cook, Lisa Kane, Eileen Long, Caprice Edmonds, Stephanie Meyer, Don Peters, all in the front row with unwavering support of our teachers. Thank you for your continued support of our teachers. We do have some amazing teachers on the stage tonight, and I'm going to have a few words for them in just a moment. But there are amazing teachers all over Pinellas County Schools. Tonight, we heard from Dr. Adam Zale, our 2023 Teacher of the Year. He has been very generous with his time this year, speaking to teachers across our district and across the state, speaking to business leaders and faculty members, and all the while doing an amazing job in his classroom at Azalea Middle School. Dr. Zale, thank you for being a great ambassador for Pinellas County Schools in 2023. And I know, as you said earlier, you pass the torch to someone on the stage tonight. You do so excited for them, and we're excited for you and your continued great work in Pinellas County. Dr. Zale, of course, followed other great teachers of the year. And tonight, Sarah Painter and David Martinez Cooley did a great job emceeing in their nighttime job, not just their day job, as great teachers. We're also blessed tonight to have our Pinellas Education Foundation, and you heard about their amazing statistics earlier, but not by our own selfish measures, but by literally national measures. The Pinellas Education Foundation is the best in the nation. They raise more money, they provide more scholarships, take stock in scholarships, and you heard tonight of their dedication in supporting our teachers. Thank you, Kim Joel, and all of the members of our Pinellas Education Foundation board, many of which are with us here tonight. We all know that the greatest impact on student achievement is teachers. And each of us can think back in our own educational journeys of those great teachers that we have. Tonight, we are blessed to have 10 truly remarkable educators on the stage. And as you heard some of them say, they are representative of the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of teachers in our school district, thousands of which we would be so thrilled to have our own children in their classrooms. But tonight, as we get to celebrate our 10 finalists and our 120-plus teachers of the year at their own schools, I'm reminded about your greatness, not just the students who spoke about you so eloquently tonight, but your own families who are so proud of you and what you represent in your careers. You see, I had the great pleasure of breaking in and surprising each of these finalists in their classroom. But before we broke in, we got to spend time with your families and learn a lot more about you. And what I heard from them is how proud they are. And tonight, as I had the pleasure of taking pictures with our Teachers of the Year from all of our schools, I heard from your children, from your own parents, from your spouses, from your siblings, just how proud they are of what you do every day. And on behalf of our school board and as your superintendent, I can tell you, we are proud of each of you. Keep up the great work. Each of our teachers, including our 10 finalists tonight, are such great ambassadors for Pinellas County Schools. And they represent the best of our core values. But I wanted to hit on one of those tonight before we announce our Teacher of the Year. And that is commitment to children, families, and the community. By definition, commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause. A secondary definition is a pledge or an undertaking. I can't think of a single word that more succinctly summarizes the position of these 10 teachers and the teachers in our district. Their cause is our students and our families. And they pledge to teach our children each and every day to make them the best students and the best people. And if you don't believe me, just ask these students who are on stage tonight who told us themselves. Teaching to each of our teachers here tonight is a great calling. And we are so blessed to have you do that calling here in Pinellas County. We are humbled to witness your commitment each and every day. And so, one last time, let's congratulate our top 10 teachers of the year and our 128 teachers in Pinellas County. And so now, it is time to announce the 2024 Teacher of the Year. The Pinellas County Schools 2024 Teacher of the Year is Gerard Madrinin, Seminole High School.
I'm terribly honored, and all of the people I shared the stage with, one more round of applause for them. I would like to thank Superintendent Hendrick and his cabinet for making each of the finalists feel valued, seen, and heard. PCSB, along with Gulf Coast communities, is simply a paradise. Thank you to Karen Collier and Kirsten Keeley, Kim Joel, and the entire Pinellas Education Foundation for putting on a world-class event and advocating for education and students. We know that teaching and learning takes a village, and Dr. Lucas and the Seminole High School leadership team have designed and instilled the Warhawk Way. And Seminole High truly is that shining city on the hill thanks to your steadfast support of every single student in our school. I'm grateful for the 4A Academy, the Visual Performing Arts Department, Steve Harris, Maya Barrios, Blaine Barden, and Courtney Tim. It's an honor to be your colleague, as well as all the faculty, support staff, and plant operations crew at SHS. Thank you to my family, Mom and I watching online, Brian and Stephanie, niece, nephew, the other niece, and Jeannie, for your love and support and being cool when I leave Sunday brunch early to go work at the band room. We are blessed to have a dynamic performing arts department at the administration building. Jory Spencer, Megan Alfaro, Lisa Lehman, Gene Reynolds, Natalie Connard, and Michael Vetter are the best. Thank you to my guardian angels, Kelly DeRome and Trina Weatherly, who are in the audience this evening, Barb Farmer, our booster president, Colette Dirks, and the Seminole High School band boosters, who dedicate themselves so generously so that our kids can reach for the stars. Thank you to all of my mentors, USF, cadets, Chip Wood, Mr. Davis, for teaching me so much. Thank you, Rob Schuss and Frank DiMartino, for being my brother from a different mother. And to the instructional staff, who are my dearest friends, who make my life complete. And of course, thank you to my students. You are not just my why, but you are the why and the reason for the entire community. And on January 1st, 2025, you'll represent the best of us as you march down Colorado Boulevard in the 2025 Rose Parade in California. On a completely separate note, if any of you know any wealthy philanthropists who would like to donate and support some awesome kids, please send them my way. I fancy myself a simple person, and as a teacher of the year, my message will be simple. What is measured is valued. Wake up each morning, clap your hands together, and work hard. Love it. Love the game. The grass is greener where you water it. Thank you.
Congratulations to our Teacher of the Year, all of our finalists, and nominees. As our 10 finalists remain on stage for some pictures, we ask that family members and friends wait in the lobby, where the teachers will meet you shortly.
A special thanks again to all of our sponsors for their support. Thank you to the students from Seminole and Gibbs High Schools for the spectacular theatrical performance. And lastly, one last thank you to the Seminole High School All-In Big Band for playing for us tonight. On behalf of Pinellas Education Foundation and Pinellas County Schools, thank you for joining us tonight. Please drive safely and good night.
The teachers are some student readers who make a big difference every single day. Everybody's waiting to proclaim all the fame, Teacher of the Year. These folks inspire, you've got to admire the way they light a fire in the kids that they lead. Everybody's waiting to proclaim all the fame, Teacher of the Year. Here they are, they're the ones who we all hold in high regard, like Gerard. They should extra special good. Their students love them, learn and flourish from them, shaping the future as they make the grade. Everybody's waiting to proclaim the fame, Teacher of the Year.
The 2024 Evening of Excellence at the Mahaffey was a presentation of the Pinellas County Schools and the Pinellas County Education Foundation, and sponsored by Aetna.